And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces bombarded several areas of the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday in what could be part of its final push in 9 months of war, Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh reports.
It comes after Israel ordered residents of several towns and villages surrounding Khan Yunis and Rafah to evacuate the day before. Thousands who had not heeded evacuation orders were forced to flee their homes overnight during the Israeli bombardment. Gaza's European hospital in Khan Yunis, which the emergency department director says has provided continuous daily services since the beginning of the war, was forced to evacuate. This man, whose sick daughter was being treated there, says it was their last resort, as many hospitals have been destroyed. Whoever gets wounded will die, he says.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh. The top UN humanitarian official for Gaza says efforts to accelerate and streamline the delivery of humanitarian aid throughout the territory have been fraught with challenges, and deliveries have dropped significantly since Israel launched its military offensive in the southern city of Rafah on May 6th. More than 1.9 million of Gaza's 2.3 million people are displaced, Sigrid Kaag told the UN Security Council on Tuesday. Kenyan police fired tear gas and charged at stone-throwing protesters in the coastal city of Mombasa on Tuesday, extending a week of unrest over the high cost of living that has sparked the worst crisis of President William Ruto's tenure. What began as a peaceful march by hundreds turned violent, with footage showing one resident firing a handgun at demonstrators and businesses being looted. Local media said some protesters were injured and taken to a hospital. The nationwide demonstration signaled that Ruto had failed to quell anger over economic hardship despite dropping plans for tax.